Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Justin Welch of Merck Animal Health. We're back with Justin here in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, understand the Beef Checkoff has commissioned some research on plant-based meat alternatives and their impact on the beef industry. Tell us more.
Well, plant-based alternative proteins may be getting a lot of hype, but the reality is that consumers still love and choose beef. To fully understand alternative proteins' influence in the marketplace, as well as consumers' buying habits and perception of beef, the Beef Checkoff commissioned a research study about plant-based alternative proteins and their potential impact on beef demand. The study found real beef, is currently chosen in the marketplace about three times more often than plant-based protein alternatives. Second, beef has a good image. Consumers' perceptions of beef taste, appearance, price, and naturalness greatly exceed that of plant-based proteins. Regular meat consumers are much less likely to select a plant-based item when a beef item is available. For beef producers who want to learn more, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Our own Casey Shepard had a chance to talk in recent days with Dr. Justin Welch, Executive Director of U.S. Livestock Technical Services for Merck Animal Health, telling her about a couple of exciting new products that Merck is in the process of rolling out.
We have a new product called Bovalus Nasal Gen 3 PMH. And what it is, a first-of-its-kind vaccine. It's not the first intranasal vaccine. Those have been around a long time with our flagship product, Nasalgen, there. But we've advanced that and innovated that product to where now we have the first-of-its-kind, which includes both viral and bacterial pathogens that are preventative for bovine respiratory disease. Very easy on the cattle and very effective. The second one, coming from our animal and health intelligence side, is one that's very exciting, I think. It's called Whisper on Arrival. In a nutshell, what it does, a calf arrives. Historically, a very common process was all calves on arrival that were high, what we call higher risk cattle, received a dose of antibiotic. What we're doing with Whisper is, and it may sound counterintuitive for a company that sells antibiotics, but what we're doing with Whisper on arrival is we're allowing our producers to use this tool, which is a wand-like tool, has six microphones on it that is safe for the producer to use. 8 to 10 seconds, they get an answer that says, from what we know about this risk level of cattle, this animal does or does not need a dose of antibiotics. And on our initial research that we're finding is depending on the risk level of the calf, we can reduce the use of antibiotics by 11 to 45% on arrival, which in the end is a huge thing for their bottom line, as well as our resource of the antibiotics that we have.
I was going to say, it sounds like a magic wand.
Well, it does some really great things,
yeah.
Right? The whole premise around it is, and we all know as producers that, you know, cattle are very good at hiding, right? Mm-hmm. That's their nature. They hide their symptoms. And so anything we can do, and Whisper is just our entry level, really, into this technology world where we can start looking at behavioral patterns potentially that let us know, hey, he needs some help. Or like the Whisper does, you know, at a point in time, hey, he needs some help, and we can't see it when they're standing in the chute. The main focus of it, obviously, one is we save a lot of money for our producers on antibiotic use. Two is we save those antibiotics. We aren't getting new antibiotics every day, as we all know, and we have to preserve those as far as effectiveness and that for the population.
So talk to me a little bit about how it works, like the wand.
Yeah, so it's very similar. You and I walk into a doctor's office and he says, breathe deep. He's listening to your heart. He's listening to your lungs. It does that. It measures some other things as well the techie stuff. It listens to different noises, if you will, and puts those through an algorithm, a proprietary algorithm that's been developed over time to make that decision.
So who all can use it?
Anybody can.
Okay.
The way to get one is we have a team that installs them. It's shoot side. It's app based. It works in the producer's hands. They work with their veterinarian to make decisions around it, which is a very important part of it. But that's how you get it. Nobody has to be on site to do it, and it's about $2 a head. There's a different business models or different ways you can get a hold of it. But, yeah, that's what it does.
Exciting technology as described by Dr. Justin Welch from Merck Animal Health. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 40th annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bowl Competition, December 4th, 1 o'clock at Atoka Livestock. Featuring 70 breeding age bulls and 25 females, plus all bulls are eligible to be judged in the pens the day before the sale for the Super Bowl award. For more information, view the online catalog at www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-597-2419. That's 580-597-2419.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.